撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
Let's read chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians in the New Testament.
提撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
Chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians.
第一节，弟兄们，论到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到他那里聚集，我劝你们，无论有灵、有言语、有冒我名的书信，说主的日子现在到了，不要轻易动心，也不要惊慌。
Now we beg you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, nor troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as if it were by us.As that the day of the Lord is present.
人不拘用什么法子，你们总不要被他诱惑，因为那日子以前，必有离道反教的事，并有那大罪人，就是沉沦之子显露出来。
Let not anyone deceive you in any manner, because it will not be unless the apostasy have first come, and the men of sin have been rebuked.And the son of perdition.
他是抵挡主，高抬自己，超过一切成为神的，和一切受人敬拜的，甚至坐在神的殿里，自称是神。
Who opposes and exalts himself on high against all called God, or object of veneration, so that he himself sits down in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
我还在你们那里的时候曾把这些事告诉你们，你们不记得吗？
Do ye not remember that being yet with you, I said these things to you?
现在你们也知道，那拦阻他的是什么，是叫他到了时候才可以显露。
And now ye know that which restrains, that he should be revealed in his own time.
因为那不法的隐逸已经发动，只是现在有一个拦阻的。等到那拦阻的被除去，那时这不法的人必显露出来。主耶稣要用口中的气灭绝他，用降临的荣光废掉他。
For the mystery of lawlessness already works. Only there is he who restrains now until he be gone. And then the lawless one shall be revealed.Whom the Lord Jesus shall consume with the breath of his mouth and shall annul by the appearing of his coming.
这不法的人来是照撒旦的运动行各样的异能神迹和一切虚假的奇事。
Verse 9, whose coming is according to the working of Satan and all power and signs and wonders of falsehood.
并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈。因他们不领受爱真理的心，使他们得救。
And in all deceit of unrighteousness to them that perish, because they have not received the love of the truth that they might be saved.
故此，神就给他们一个生发错误的心，叫他们信从虚谎，使一切不信真理、到喜爱不义的人都被定罪。
And for this reason, God sends to them a working error, that they should believe what is false.
主所爱的弟兄们啊，我们本该为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能以得救。
That all might be judged who have not believed the truth, but have found pleasure in unrighteousness.But we ought to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, that God has chosen you from the beginning of salvation and sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth.
神借我们所传的福音招你们到这地步，好得着我们主耶稣基督的荣光。
Whereto he has called you by our glad tidings to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训，不拘是我们口传的，是信上写的，都要坚守。
So then, brethren, stand firm, and hold fast the instructions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by our letter.
但愿我们主耶稣基督和那爱我们并 开恩将永远的安慰并美好的盼望赐给我们的父神安慰你们的心并且在一切善行善言上坚固你们
But our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father who has loved us and given us eternal consolation and good hope by grace encourage your heartsAnd establish you in every good work and word.
好，我们圣经就先念到这里。我们一起祷告。
This concludes our scripture reading. Let's pray together.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
你不仅拯救我们。
Not only did you save us.
你还成了我们一生的牧者。
You have also become the shepherd of our life.
你一直要把我们都带进荣耀的里面。
You will constantly lead us into glory.
感谢你在这条属天的道路上，你常常用你自己那个永远的安慰和美好的盼望来安慰我们的心。
We thank you that on this heavenly way, you constantly use your eternal consolation and good hope to encourage our hearts.
你常常来坚固我们。
And you establish us.
让我们可以靠着你心中有力量。
So that by you we would be strengthened in our hearts.
感谢你常常站在我们的旁边。
We thank you that you're always standing by our side.
因为你就是随着我们的灵磐石。
Because you are our spiritual rock.
我们实在把满心的感谢和赞美来归给你。
We give you our hearts full of gratitude and praises unto you.
求主早晨借着圣灵把你的话向我们打开。
We entreat the Lord to open up your word through the Spirit to us.
我们都愿意听圣灵今天向我们说话的声音。
We earnestly desire to hear the sound of the word spoken by the Holy Spirit.
你遮盖我们人一切的软弱。
Cover all of our weaknesses.
让我们在这里受人的搅扰。
So that we will not be disturbed by men.
愿我们有耳的都能听见你向我们说话的声音。
May all who have ears hear the sound, the voice of your words.
我们仰望你自己的怜悯。
We look upon you for your mercy.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 帖撒罗尼迦书信啊，是非常宝贵的书信。
The epistles to the Thessalonians are indeed very precious.
因为帖撒罗尼迦书信特别讲到主的再来。
Because the epistles of to the Thessalonians particularly mention the coming of the Lord.
关乎主的再来，我们每一个神的儿女都知道，这对我们每一个属他的儿女，这是何等紧要的一件事。
And to all the children of God, we know that the coming of the Lord is such a critical thing to all of us.
因为我们在主再来之前，在这好像这样一个黑暗一个邪恶的世代的里面
because prior to his coming in this evil and dark generation
我们何等需要神用这样的安慰来安慰我们的心
how we need this consolation from God to encourage our hearts
特别是在艰难和困苦当中我们特别需要像主再来这样的信息来鼓舞我们
And particularly in affliction and in difficulties, we particularly need this consolation of the Lord's coming to encourage our hearts.
我们把我们所有的盼望都放在我们主的身上。
And we need to put all our hope in the Lord Jesus.
主的再来不仅对我们每一个神的儿女是这样的紧要。
Not only would the coming of the Lord be so critical for every single child of God.
主的再来在神整个救赎计划里也是非常非常重要的一环。
In God's plan for salvation, the coming of the Lord also has a very critical link.
弟兄姊妹，主的再来，到那个时候，我们看见说，我们的身体才能完全的得赎。
We know that until He comes again, our body can then be redeemed.
国度才能够出现。
And the kingdom can be revealed.
那个时候，万有才能复兴。
And at that time, all universe can be renewed.
好，弟兄姊妹，主的再来是何等紧要的一件事。
Friends, sisters, therefore, the coming of the Lord is such a critical thing.
所以我们在读帖撒罗尼迦书信的时候，我们觉着这些的话对我们有很大的帮助。
Therefore, as we read the epistles to the Thessalonians, we feel that these words greatly help us.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面，圣灵借着使徒保罗特别给我们看见，我们属乎神的儿女应该怎样等候主的再来。
In the first epistle of Paul to the Thessalonians, the Holy Spirit particularly reminded us how children of God ought to behave as we wait upon the coming of the Lord.
不是照着人所想望。
It is not according to what men would anticipate.
不是人自己想出来的办法。
It is not by any means of human beings.
乃是神所启示给我们。
But we wait according to what God has revealed to us.
有的时候人盼望照着自己的办法来等候主的再来。
A lot of times we hope to wait for the Lord's coming in our own means.
可能在主再来的时候，我们不仅好像这个得不着这个称许，反而可能受很大的亏损。
Therefore, if we do it like that, when the coming of the Lord, not only will we not get commendations from the Lord.
我们看见，当我们顺着圣灵所启示的，我们来等候主的再来。
But we see that as we wait according to the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
那一天我们看见我们的灵、我们的魂、我们的身体都得蒙保守。
If we do it in that manner, we will see that on that day, our spirit, soul, and body would all be preserved.
我们全人都全然成圣。
Our entire being will be sanctified.
我们都可以欢欢喜喜地站立在我们的父的面前。
With all joy, we can stand before God the Father.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等荣耀的盼望！
Francis, this is such a glorious hope.
那么到了帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Then we turn to the second epistle of Paul to the Thessalonians.
当我读的时候，里边有个感觉。
As I read the second epistle, I have this sense in me.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书里面，给我们看见在主再来之前。
Second Thessalonians shows us that prior to the coming of the Lord.
主要在他的教会里所要得着。
This is what the Lord wants to gain from His church.
在前书里面，因着我们这样的预备主的再来。
In the First Thessalonians, because we were preparing, we're preparing for the coming of the Lord.
等到主来的时候，他有所得着。
At the coming of the Lord would have some gain.
但是在主再来之前。
However, prior to His coming,
主在他教会里也有所得着。
Even prior to His coming, the Lord can also gain some from His church.
弟兄姊妹，主要在他教会得着什么？
Brothers and sisters, what does the Lord want to gain from
His church? 就是今天在这主再来之前这样一个好像混乱的时代里面，主在他教会要得着什么呢？
So, brothers and sisters, in today, the tumultuous time, what does the Lord want to gain?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不晓得这些事，我们可能我们会浪费许多的年日。
If we don't know these truths, we may waste a lot of time.
我们可能不知道怎样来跟随主的带领。
We may not know how to follow the leading of the Lord.
虽然我们唱这个诗歌，主他一路带领我们。
Even though we sang the hymn, all the way my Savior leads me.
但是如果我们不晓得他要得着的是什么。
But if we don't know what he wants to gain out of us.
多少的时候我们可能没有跟随我们的主。
A lot of times we may not be following the leading of the Lord.
我们不仅受亏损，主在我们身上也得不着他所要得着的。
Not only do we ourselves fall short, the Lord cannot gain what he wants to gain out of us.
所以我觉得帖撒罗尼迦后书对我们每一个神的儿女来讲也是非常非常紧要的。
Therefore, I feel that the second Thessalonians is also very important to the children of God.
在第一章里面我们看见主在他来之前。
We see that in chapter 1 of 2 Thessalonians.
他盼望在他儿女中间得着那个公义审判的明证。
In chapter 1:5, we see that the Lord wants to gain this manifest token of the righteous judgment of God.
神在这些帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹身上他得着这样的一个明证。
In the children of God, he wants to gain this manifest token.
你发现他们在许多的逼迫患难当中。
In a lot of affliction and persecutions,
他们的信心增长。
The Thessalonians abound in faith.
他们的爱心那个满溢出来。
And their love overflows.
就是在这些逼迫患难中，他们仍然存忍耐和信心。
Even among all the affliction and persecutions, they still have this perseverance and faith.
那么这里说，这正是神公义审判的明证。
And therefore it says in 1:5, this is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God.
这般弟兄姊妹，他们的生活表现就把神所在他们身上所要 所做的见证出来。
Therefore, among these brothers and sisters in Thessalonica, there's a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God.
他们见证神是何等的公义。
They manifest how righteous God is.
神是何等的智慧。
And they manifest how wise God is.
神把这些的患难、逼迫量给他们，是神公义的作为。
God measured all this affliction and persecutions to these brothers and sisters because of his righteous deeds.
不仅让他们不受亏损。
Not only do these brothers and sisters not fall short.
反而在信心、爱心、盼望上都增长充足。
But in addition, their love abounded and increased all the more.
你发现在这般神的儿女身上，神的心得到满足。
You see that in these brothers and sisters, the heart of God is satisfied.
不仅这里说到神是公义。
Not only does it say that God is righteous here,
更说到神公义的审判。
It also mentioned in 1:5 God's righteous judgment.
我们知道神公义的审判在这个时代的里面还没有完全彰显出来。
We know that God's righteous judgment has not been fully manifested in this age.
等到主来的时候。
But when the Lord comes again,
等到国度显明的时候。
When the kingdom is fully manifested.
弟兄姊妹，今天国度是在实际的里面。
Today,the kingdom is that, appears only in reality.
弟兄姊妹，等到那一天 manifest， 等到那一天国度就显明出来。
But on that day, the kingdom will be fully manifested.
这世上的国要成为我主和主基督的国。
So that the kingdom of the world will become the kingdom of my Christ and my
Lord. 到那一天国度显明的时候。
And when the kingdom is manifested.
你发现神公义的审判就完全彰显出来。
Then you see that the righteous judgment of God will be fully manifested.
每一个人都看见神公义审判的作为。
At that time, every single human being will see the righteous judgment of God.
无论是在信主的身上，还是在不信的身上。
Whether it is for people who believe or people who do not believe.
但是今天国度是在实际的里面。
However, today the kingdom only exists in reality.
那么神公义的审判呢，就借着见证显明。
Therefore, the righteous judgment of God only shows up in testimonies.
显出那个明证来。
And this is a manifest token.
弟兄姊妹，神的儿女在这地上成为神公义审判的见证。
Therefore, the children of God will become the manifest token of the righteous judgment of God.
这是非常宝贵的。
This is very precious.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在这个时代的里面，虽然是这样混乱、这样黑暗的时代。
Even though we live in this chaotic and confusing world.
不仅神他没有错。
But not only is God not wrong.
不仅他是这样智慧的一路带领我们。
All the way he leads us wisely.
但是同时你就发现他因着这样的在我们身上的工作。
At the same time, you realize that because he's working in us.
虽然世人今天看不见神公义那个审判完全的彰显。
Even though people in the world cannot see the full manifestation of God's righteous judgment.
但是借着他的教会可以看见神公义审判的明证。
However, through his church, you can see the manifest token of the righteous judgment of God.
我觉得这是非常宝贵的。
I feel that this is very precious.
这是主再来之前他要在他教会身上所得着的。
This is what the Lord wants to gain from his church.
那到了第二章。
When we get to chapter 2,
我不觉得，我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你觉着这第二章里面讲了什么。
I don't know what you feel that chapter 2 is teaching you.
可能我们觉得可以这里讲了很多方面的事情。
Maybe you feel that many aspects are being touched upon in chapter 2.
但如果我们反复在思想的时候。
However, as we meditate back and forth,
我发现有一件事是之前他要得着的。
There is one thing that the Lord wants to gain before his coming.
就是一个拦阻的力量。
He wants to have this restraining power.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天处的一个时代是黑暗的时代。
Today we dwell in a dark, dark age.
是一个败坏的时代。
We also live in a corrupt world.
一个黑暗，一个败坏的时代，你怎样能够拦阻它呢？
How do you restrain in a dark and corrupt world?
在黑暗里面你怎么拦阻这个黑暗呢？
How do you restrain darkness?
借着光。
It is through light.
光就拦阻这个黑暗。
Light, and only light can restrain darkness.
哪里有光，黑暗就被驱散走。
Wherever there is light, it would cast out darkness.
怎样能够来拦阻那个败坏的情形呢？
How do you restrain corruption?
借着盐。
And you can cast out corruption through salt.
盐就那个阻止那个败坏。
Salt can halt the corruption and decay.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这件事情是何等紧要的。
Francis, this is such a critical thing.
弟兄姊妹，你能够想象，在一个黑暗、充满了败坏的一个环境里面，缺少了光，缺少了盐，那是怎样一种情形呢？
Brothers and sisters, can you imagine in a world where it is full of darkness and corruption and decay, and there is no light and no salt? What would that be?
弟兄姊妹，我们看见，当我们读主在地上的时候，给门徒的教训的时候。
As we read the teachings of the Lord to his disciples when he was on earth.
他说你们是世上的盐，是世上的光。
And he told his disciples that you are the salt of the earth, that you are the light of the world.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是在这里做一个光，做一个盐。
We are not to be salt and be light.
不是。
To become salt and become light.
我们就是盐，我们就是光。
You are the salt of the world.
因为基督的生命在我们的里面。
Because the life of Christ is in us.
这个生命显出来，它就是光，它就是盐。
As his life is manifested through us, it is salt and it is light.
弟兄姊妹，这件事在主的眼中是何等紧要的一件事。
This is such a critical thing in the eyes of the Lord.
因为主在他教会身要得着这样的光景。
Because this is a condition that the Lord wants to gain.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在读这一段圣经的时候，
As we read this passage again,
当然我们知道这里讲了很多的事情。
We know that many aspects are being touched upon.
这里讲到使徒保罗，他借着圣灵借着他来纠正他们中间一些错误的教训。
Here it talks about how through the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul was correcting some of their mistaken truths.
告诉他们说，这一个主的日子现在还没有到呢。
He wants to tell them that the day of the Lord is not present.
那是神审判的日子。
Because the day of the Lord is the day of judgment.
那一天没有到呢。
That day has not shown up yet.
你们今天在这样患难逼迫里，不是因为你们落在了神的审判里面。
Today you fall into affliction and persecution not because you're in His judgment.
因为主的日子来之前，要有一些事情要发生的。
Because prior to the coming of the Lord, there are certain things that will happen.
这里又说到一些事情，说到有离道反教的事。
Here it talks about apostasy in verse 3.
有大罪人沉沦之子显露出来。
And there's also the man of sin and also the son of perdition.
在这些出现之前。
But before the showing up of these things.
主的日子没有到。
The day of the Lord is not here yet.
主的那个审判的日子还没有显明出来。
The day of the judgment of the Lord has not appeared.
那么这一个大罪人，当然我们知道这沉沦之子，那么解经的弟兄们告诉我们，那就指的敌基督说的。
We know that this man of sin and the son of perdition, the Bible scholars say that this is the Antichrist.
那么当敌基督这个来之前。
Prior to the coming of the Antichrist,
敌基督显露之前，
prior to the appearing of the Antichrist,
你发现那里有一个拦阻。
You see that there's this restraining.
弟兄姊妹，这个拦阻的多么重要啊！
You see how important this restraint is.
因为这一个不法的隐逸，它早就发动了。
Because the mystery of lawlessness is already at work in verse 7.
何等巴望神所造的这所有的一切都落在黑暗和败坏的当中。
How the son of lawlessness want everything that God has created to fall into corruption.
在这个使徒约翰的时候就告诉我们说，那个敌基督的灵已经出现了。
And the apostle John has already told us that the spirit of the Antichrist has already appeared.
但是敌基督他还不能够显露出来。
However, the Antichrist cannot appear just yet.
因为这时候他还有他的一个时候。
Because he has his timing.
到了他的时候，他才可以显露的。
At the right time, he will be appeared.
是什么力量能够拦阻他显露呢？
So what power can prevent him from appearing?
这是神在教会当中他要所得着的。
This is what God wants to gain from His church.
就是那个拦阻的力量。
which is the power of restraint.
就是有一班神的儿女，他们向着主是忠心的。
Which is, there's a group of children of God who is faithful to God.
他们在地上让主的生命在他们身上显露出来。
While they're on earth, they allow the life of God to be revealed through them.
这个生命是光。
And this life is light.
这个生命就是盐。
And this life is salt.
就成为那个拦阻的力量。
And this becomes this restraint.
不是有一天这个拦阻的力量被挪去的时候。
And one day when this restraint is being removed.
哦，弟兄姊妹，等到神的儿女不在这个世上的时候。
When the children of God are no longer on this earth.
弟兄姊妹，这个时代那是在那个世界那是何等可怕的一个世界。
That world would become such a horrible place.
那是那个大罪人显露出来的时候。
This is when the man of sin appears.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见这里面。在圣灵感动使徒保罗写这一段圣经的，我觉得它里面有很重的负担。
Therefore, I feel that when the Holy Spirit moved Paul to write this epistle, there was a very heavy burden in Paul.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这个时代里面，我们到底要做什么
？In this generation, what are we to do?
我们是不是像世人一样，像过就过每天的日子
？Are we just leading our life like people in the world?
弟兄姊妹，神要得着是什么呢？
What, brothers and sisters, what does God want to gain?
神要在他教会中得着了那个光的见证，得着那盐的见证。
God wants to gain a testimony of light and a testimony of salt from his church.
弟兄姊妹，这个时代是何等黑暗的时代呢？
Brothers and sisters, this is such a dark generation.
这个时代，弟兄姊妹，你发现人觉着是人活着是单靠食物的。
In this generation, people feel that they live by food, by bread alone.
弟兄姊妹，是不是这样的
？Isn't that true？
你发现你在学校里，在公司里面，你发现有几个人谢饭祷告呢
？In school and at your workplace, how many people actually say grace before their meals？
我们觉得谢饭祷告只是一个我自己的一个，好像一个作为基督徒的一个习惯。
We feel that to say grace before our meals is just a Christian habit。
不，弟兄姊妹，这是光。
No, brothers and sisters, this is light。
告诉世人说，人活着不是单靠食物。
You're testifying to the fact that man does not live by bread alone.
有一个随着我们的灵磐石。
There is a spiritual rock that follows us.
不错，我的肉身需要食物。
Indeed, my physical body needs food.
但是人活着却不是单靠食物。
However, man does not live by bread alone.
弟兄姊妹，我们在谢饭祷告的时候，有没有让神再向我们说一句话呢？
As we say grace before our meal, that we allow God to say a word to us.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Man does not live by bread alone, but from every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
弟兄姊妹，这个时代是何等黑暗的时代呢
？Francis, this is such a dark generation.
这个时代越过越不会感恩了，对不对
？More and more, this generation would not offer up thanks.
当我们在那里谢饭的时候
，As we say grace before our meals,
我们做一个见证。
We are bearing this testimony.
只有一个光。
There's only one light.
一切的祝福都是从上头而来的。
All blessings flow from above.
不是我自己努力的结果。
It is not what I strive.
不是我父亲挣了钱我买了食物。
It is not because my father make money and therefore I have food on my plate.
我一切的供应是从上头而来。
All my provision is from above.
哦，弟兄姊妹，在这样一个黑暗的时代的里面
，Brothers and sisters, in such a dark generation,
神的儿女要让这个光显明出来。
The children of God need to manifest this light.
要阻止这个败坏的时代。
And they need to halt the corruption of this generation.
有一天，有一个人告诉我
，One day someone told me,
他说在北美这个地方
，He said that in North America,
基督徒离婚率和非基督徒的离婚率是差不多的。
The divorce rates among Christians is about the same as the divorce rates among non-Christians.
羞耻。
This is shameful.
神真的要失去那个光吗
？Is God really going to lose the light?
弟兄姊妹，你看这个时代，他们要改变婚姻的定义，是不是
？You see that this generation is trying to change the definition of marriage.
难道我们也是要用政治的手段，用选举的手段来拦阻他吗？
Are we using politics or elections to restrain him?
弟兄姊妹，你发现神的方法不是这样。
We notice that God does not use similar means.
弟兄姊妹，神儿女的婚姻不仅不离婚呢。
brothers and sisters, not only would the marriages of the children of God not lead to divorce,
是令人羡慕啊。
It is something that people long for.
我们的婚姻令人羡慕吗？
Do people long, long after our marriages?
弟兄姊妹，我们觉得说这个婚姻只是我跟我妻子、跟我孩子的事情。
We sometimes feel that our marriage is just between my spouse and my children.
哦，弟兄姊妹，不是这样的。
Francis, this is not so.
这里有个光。
There is a light here.
让在黑暗里的人羡慕的。
And people in darkness would long for that light.
弟兄姊妹，当你来到一般的朋友们中间的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when you come between, before gospel friends,
他们羡慕吗?
Do they long after your life?
我不知道他羡慕你什么。
I don't know what they long after you. You're...
我记得我回去这个回到中国，我发现我原来的同学他们挣的钱都比我多。
When I returned to China, my home country, I noticed that my previous classmates were all making more money than me.
他们以为原来是我是最有钱的。
They thought I was the wealthiest.
因为你去美国了。
Because you went to America.
美国都是金子。
In America, the streets are paved with gold.
你知道他觉得你应该买什么样的车子。
They thought you would be driving such a car.
你应该住在什么样的这个房子里面。
They thought you would be living in such a house.
所以你跟他们在中间，他们讲的就是这些东西。
So when you went into their midst, all they talked about were these things.
弟兄姊妹，他们羡慕。
Brothers and sisters, they were longing for what?
我发现有许多从前的这些的朋友，他们羡慕我们的家。
However, I realized that some of my former classmates long after my family.
我们这个高中的这个 reunion， 这高中的这个聚集，40多个这个同学，能够想把自己的全家带去的，只有三家人。
Out of 40 people who went to the high school reunion.They all wanted to bring their whole family, but only 3 people was able to bring their entire families out of 40.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是光。
Brothers and sisters, today we are the light.
不要轻看这件事。
Do not take this lightly.
当你在公司里面，别人都在那里讲很低级的笑话的时候。
When you're in your workplace and people are all saying vulgar jokes.
当你进来的时候，你是不是跟他们一起去笑呢？
When you enter into the room, do you just laugh at their vulgar jokes?
还是你一进来，每个人都不敢讲话？
Or once you step into the room, everybody becomes quiet.
弟兄姊妹，我不是在开玩笑。
I'm not joking.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们是一路蒙救主引领。
Brothers and sisters, if indeed it is true that all the way my Savior leads me,
我们里面不再求你臣服的事物。
And so we will not all have I, what have I to ask beside?
臣服的事物在我们身上没有地位。
All those things, what have I to ask beside?
弟兄姊妹，当你在这些的黑暗败坏的里面的时候，
When you are in darkness and in corruption,
人感到一个光。
People can see the light.
是不是这样？
Isn't that true?
弟兄姊妹，我们要看见神今天要得到的是什么。
Brothers and sisters, we need to see what God wants to gain today from His children.
弟兄姊妹，这个时代太黑暗了。
Brothers and sisters, this age is too dark.
弟兄姊妹，你蒙恩得救了，你要不要把你得救的故事告诉你的家人呢？
Today you've been saved by grace. Are you going to tell your story to your family members?
要不要告诉你的同学呢？
Are you going to tell your salvation story to your classmates?
这个时代多么黑暗呢，弟兄姊妹。
This generation is so dark.
人觉得人生命没有价值，没有意义啊。
People feel that there's no value and no significance of
their life. 根本没有永远的事情。
There is no eternity.
他们需要光啊。
They need light.
我们是不是以为主耶稣基督做见证为耻呢？
Are we shameful to bear his testimony?
还是我们顺服里面生命的感动？
Or are we following the leading of the senses, leading by the spirit?
告诉他们说，我来到美国，我这30年全变了。
Or am I to tell them that after I've been here 30 years in North America, my life has been totally changed?
我不怕你们笑话。
I am not afraid of you laughing at me.
从前你们认识那个人，他死掉了。
The person you knew from before, he is dead.
现在他在基督里了。
Now he is in Christ.
不是，又有人在基督，他就是一个新造的人吗？
Isn't it true that whenever you are in Christ, He is a new creation?
这里有一个人是有生命意义和价值的。
This is a person who has value and significance in his life.
这里有一个人是向往着永恒的。
There is someone here who longs for eternity.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这个时代需要主的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this world needs the testimony for the Lord.
这个时代太黑暗了，弟兄姊妹。
Because this generation is too dark.
神的儿女是不是把这个光放在斗底下了呢？
Are children of God putting this light under peck measure?
是不是放在床底下了呢？
Are you putting it underneath your bed?
你说人点灯不是放在斗底，也不是放在床底下，乃是放在灯台上，照亮一家的人。
Because the Lord said, nor do men light a lamp and put it under the peck measure, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house.
我觉得这一章太重要。
So I feel that this chapter 2 is indeed so critical.
因为那是个拦阻的力量。
Because this is a restraint.
这是我们的主要得着的。
This is what our Lord wants to gain.
因为我们是光，我们是盐。
Because we are light and we are salt.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等宝贵的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a precious thing.
那么我们有的我们真的想说这个光，这个盐都显出来。
Sometimes we desire for the light and the salt to be manifested.
那这光怎么显出来呢？
So how is this light manifested?
我不晓得你读这一章，你觉得这里有多少重点
？I don't know how many key points you can get out of this chapter.
我想早晨我觉得我就从这一个很简单的角度和弟兄姊妹的交通。
And so, from a very simple perspective, of one perspective, I will fellowship with you.
就是我们怎样能够让这个光，让这个盐显出来呢
？Which is how do we let this light and the salt be manifested?
这里面圣灵感动使徒保罗说。到了这个第二节的时候，他特别说到，不要轻易动心，也不要惊慌。
Here in verse 2 of chapter 2, the Apostle Paul was moved by the Spirit to say that ye not be shaken from a steady and soberly judging mind.
你们大家这个听这个英文，你们就清楚了哈。他说这一个不要轻易动心是什么意思呢？就是不要离开那一个坚定的心思和那个清晰有判断的心思。
So in other words, you have to stay firm and you have to stick to the steady and soberly judging mind.
主在这里让我们不是学一些外面的做法。
The Lord is not trying to teach us some outward methods.
他让我们的心思被更新而变化。
He wants to for our mind to be transformed and renewed.
我们这个人的心思如何，我们的行事为人就如何。
As our mind is, so shall our outward deeds.
所以你发现圣灵在这里启示的时候，让我们不要轻易的动心。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit reveals to us that we not be soon shaken in mind.
让我们一直保持在这一个清醒的这一种的分辨的心思的里面。
So that we can remain in this soberly judging mind.
让我们的心思是坚定的。
Therefore, our mind will be steady.
为什么？
Why?
因为当我们的心思坚定的时候。
Because when our mind is steady.
我们这个人就安静下来。
Then our human nature would calm down.
这个时候我们就很容易摸着里面生命的感觉。
At that time, it will be very easy for us to understand the senses of the leading of the life within us.
我们就可以顺着生命的感动，就让这个光，让这个盐显出来。
And we will follow the leading of this light, of the life, so that we can manifest the light and the salt.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得这是非常智慧。
I think that this is indeed great wisdom.
很多时候，你发现太多的是让我们动心了，是不是？
There's too many things that would to enable us to be shaken in mind.
弟兄姊妹，当我们的心思在那里混乱的时候，我们常常就忽略了生命的感觉。
When our mind is in constant confusion, we would ignore the leading of the life within.
我们等一下我们就去爱宴了。
Very quickly, we'll go to the love feast.
当你拿好饭菜的时候，你要不要动心呢？
As we're getting our food, will your mind be shaken?
你看你的老朋友都坐在那里，你动心了。
And you see all your old friends sitting over there, and your mind is shaken.
弟兄姊妹，不要动心。
Brothers and sisters, don't let your mind be shaken.
让你的心思里面安静下来。
be calm in your spirit.
也许这个时候圣灵给你一个感动，你好不好坐在这个朋友边上？
Maybe the Holy Spirit is moving you to sit under beside a particular gospel friend.
你发现他正需要那个光啊。
Because that gospel friend needs that light.
他需要那个安慰。
He needs that consolation.
他需要那个爱。
He needs that love.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候因着很多外面的环境，我们常常动心的。
Because of outward circumstances, our mind is constantly shaken.
弟兄姊妹，在这个时代里，不法的是越过越多的，是不是？
We know that in this age, lawlessness would only increase.
早晨这个送小朋友去上学。
I say, for instance, I'm taking my children to school in the morning.
这个上学，你知道，因为去开车，所以大家都排队，对不对？
You know, because you drive to school, so everybody is in line.
你就排队，你到了这个学校前面，那要打圈，所以你要是上去以后，你开到最头上，你就一大排的车就都可以在那里让孩子们下来。
Because there's a big circle drive, so if you drive to the very end, the beginning of the circle drive, then all the other cars can follow you and all the kids can get out.
但你发现人就要停了一半就下来，因为离那个门口近了。
However, the temptation is to stop right in front of the entrance, in the middle of the circle drive, because it's closest to the entrance.
特别是这人越多，他越停了，他越近，你发现没有？
Particularly, the more the more crowded the carpooling, the closer the car would park in front of the entrance.
哎呦，有一次我带着小朋友去，那天稍微晚了一点。
One day I was taking my kids to school. That day we were late.
哎呦，你就发现我要动心了。
You see that my mind was about to be shaken.
因为轮到我的时候，你要不要开到头上去？
Because it's almost my turn, and do I need to go all the way to the beginning of the circle drive?
大家都不开到头上去了。
Nobody would come to the beginning of the circle
drive. 每个人都开着两个车就停下来，就赶紧让孩子上进去了嘛。
Everybody was stopping two car lengths and let the kids go in.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你发现那个时候真的要动心了。
You see that your mind is about to be shaken at that time.
哎呀，特别是小朋友，他也着急啊，是不是
？And also the children are getting anxious.
你这小朋友，他发现他们，你知道，他们就不要迟到，你知道吗
？You know these people don't want to get tardiness.
很多时候我们就动心了。
So a lot of times our minds are shaken.
弟兄姊妹，许多不法的事啊。
Lots of lawlessness.
大家都这样，是不是
？Everybody does it.
光在哪里呢
？Where is light？
盐在哪里呢
？Where is the salt？
哦，弟兄姊妹，你发现，当你真的愿意顺着里边生命的感动，你 all the way， 你整个开到头上去的时候
，as you calm down and you follow the leading of the life and drive all the way to the beginning of the circle drive，
你发现以后就有人开到跟你一样开到那里。
Then you discover somebody would copy you and go to all the way to the beginning of the circle drive.
我的讲的都是很简单的。
I give you very simple illustrations.
但是这是我们的生命。
However, this is what is in our life.
这不是教我们做一些事情。
It's not teaching us what things to do.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们动心了
，If our minds are shaken.
弟兄姊妹，你发现生命的感动，我们就把它压住了。
Then we suppress the moving of this life within.
环境怎样，我们也变成怎样。
So are our environment. So we become like just like that.
有的时候你说我们算的什么？我们人祷告，我们是 nothing. 我们是灰尘。
So sometimes we say we're nothing. We pray that we're just but dust.
像我们这些灰尘能做什么呢
？But we who are dust, what can we do?
你以为你就这个开到头，你就怎么样了吗？难道整个学校就改变了吗
？So what if you drive to the beginning of the circle drive in the carpool lane? Is the world changed?
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候我们觉着说我们不过是尘土。
Brothers and sisters, so often we do feel that we're but dust.
我们软弱的像海沙一样。
We're as weak as sand in the ocean.
但是圣经怎么说
？But what does the Bible say?
你不要怕这个世界。
Do not be afraid of this world.
你不要以为这个世界凶猛的，好像还有时候还有海啸，还有这些大浪，你不要怕它。
Do not be afraid of the tsunamis and the giant waves of this world.
神说这个大海就到海沙为界。
The Lord says that the ocean will stop right at this particular sand.
神不是用许多的巨人在那拦阻这个时代。
God is not using a lot of giants to restrain this world.
神是用海沙让凶猛的大海到此为止。
Instead, God uses all these grains of sand so that the ocean would stop right here.
我们有个弟兄，他在公司里上班。
We have a brother who works.
他里面觉着这个时代都高举自己。
He feels that this world, they all exalt themselves.
那么当你知道这个，他们说他们说在公司里面，比如说要写这些文件的时候，后面有个名字，名字后面都是说我是主席，我是博士，我是什么。
And also, at the end of the emails, you all say, you know, I'm so-and-so, PhD, chairman, blah, blah.
那么他就写了他的名字在那。
So, but he only put his name there.
他就后面加了一句圣经。
And then he added a scripture verse.
寻找的就寻见。
He who seeks, find.
祈求就得着。
He who asks will be received.
后门就给他开门。
And if you knock, the door will be open for you.
他觉得说，我是神的儿女。
He feels that he is a child of God.
别人都高抬自己。
Other people exalt themselves.
他觉得我要让主让他们要他觉得主应该被高举起来。
He feels that only the Lord needs to be exalted.
那么他们的那个管这个的主管就跟他说不可以，你这个写的这个不行，这个不行。
So the manager says, you can't put this here.
那么因为是上级嘛，好，他说好，那我就不写这个。
So the brother says, okay, because this is an order from my boss, I will remove the verse.
过不了几天，这个人就被调走了。
Very soon, this manager was removed.
又换了一个人。
And then there's a new manager.
那么他就说，那既然那个不可以，再换一个，你写一个 faith, 信心。
And so, because the new manager is in control, so he put the new verse about faith
after his name.
And then the new manager says, no, you cannot mention faith in an email.
过几天他又被调走。
And so, very shortly, this new manager was removed.
那么他就有，因为是上级嘛，他就又改了，他就说，那么说 apart from him, I'm nothing.
So in his email, after his name, he says, 除他以外我一无所有。
他说，就是在他以外我什么都不是。
他说，除他以外我 I'm nothing.
你知道这个同事就说，这个不可以，你怎么是 nothing?
So the colleague said to him, how can you say you're nothing?
你在这工作，你还要 to be something, 你必须得是个什么东西。
When you're working, you have to be something.
他说，这个是我的见证。
So he told his colleagues, this is my testimony. Apart from him, I'm nothing.
后来那个主管就说你这个违背公司的这个规定了。
So the manager says you're disobeying the rules of the company.
他就很温柔的问说，请问是违背了哪一条的规定
？So our brother, in all meekness, asked which company rule did I disobey?
别人可以在他名字后面写 I'm somebody， 我可以说 I'm nothing.
So if other people can say they're somebody, I have the right to say I'm nobody.
我们的弟兄在好像这些风浪。
It is as if our brother is in this roving waves.
让许多的人觉着很惭愧。
So a lot of people feel shameful.
弟兄姊妹，有许多神的儿女在那里做报告的时候，从来不把感谢归给神。
A lot of children of God, when they make their reports in a company, they never offer thanks to God.
你发现有的神的儿女。他们就摸着里面的感觉。
However, some children of God, they sense the senses within.
他们不轻易动心。
And so their mind is not easily shaken.
他们也不惊慌。
And they are not troubled.
他们在那里成为主的见证。
And there, they become the testimony of the Lord.
在这个时代里让人看见说原来实际上是这一切的恩赐都是从上头而来。
So that their testimony is that all blessings come from above.
弟兄姊妹，在这个时代里面，我们今天所处的这个时代里面，常常让我们惊慌，常常让我们动心。
In the generation that we currently are in, it is very easy for us to be shaken in mind and become troubled.
那怎么办？
What do we do?
我们都盼望不要动心啊。
We all want to be not shaken in mind.
还有我们看见人家都这样的时候。我们里面有时候也觉得，哎呀，主啊，怎么办呢
？When you see everybody's doing something like that, and then we say to ourselves inside, "What do we do? What do I do?"
有的时候真的觉得很难为情，是不是
？It is embarrassing.
那我们就动心了。
And therefore, our mind is shaken.
有时候一惊慌，我们就把那个感圣灵的感动就把它压制住了。
Or we become troubled, and we suppress the moving of the Holy Spirit.
有的时候我们跟朋友讲话，讲什么都可以。
Sometimes when we talk to the gospel friends, we can talk about anything.
就是不能讲到主耶稣。
But we just cannot talk about the Lord Jesus Christ.
好像一讲到主耶稣，我们就惊慌了。
It's as if the moment we talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, we're troubled.
好像我们要动心了。
And it's as if our mind is shaken.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我觉着圣灵在这里给我们看见非常非常宝贵的一件事。
I think that the Holy Spirit has shown us something very, very precious.
他告诉我们说，我们怎样能够心思是有那个清晰的、不受影响的、坚定的那种稳定的心思。
Here the Holy Spirit is telling us how we can for it not to be shaken from a steady and soberly judging mind.
哎，我觉得太宝贵了。
This is so precious.
哎，如果我们有这样的心思
，If we have that kind of a mind,
我们不被这些环境啊这个动心
，We will not be shaken by the environment.
我们也不惊慌
，And we will not be troubled.
我们这个人是安静的
，Because we are.Calm and at peace.
你发现这个生命的感动常常在我们身上可以得胜。
Therefore, the senses of the leading of the life within can always be triumphant.
这个盐，这个光就显出来了。
And therefore, the salt and the light are manifested.
那么怎样能够有这样的心思呢
？How can we have such a mind?
他在这个前面这一段，我觉着圣灵借着使徒保罗告诉我们说，我们要爱慕真理。
From the first part of this chapter 2, I feel that the Apostle Paul is telling us to long for the truth.
你到底爱什么？
What do you long for? What do you love?
弟兄姊妹，很多时候，许多的事把我们所爱的就显出来了。
A lot of times, things would manifest what we truly love and long for.
这里有异能啊。
Because here it talks about wonders in verse 10.
哦，神迹。
Signs.
还有奇事。
Wonders.
很多外面的事情。
There are many, many outward things.
当我们知道说那世界的东西、犯罪的东西、罪恶的东西，我们当然我们觉着我们很容易分辨。
It is easy for us to discern things from the world. Things are sinful. Things are not of us.
它是属灵的。
However, this is a spiritual thing.
能力。
Power.
恩赐。
Gifts.
多宝贵啊！
Those are precious things.
弟兄姊妹，许多时候这些摆在我们面前的时候，我们就动心了。
A lot of times when those things are in front of us, our minds are shaken.
这里告诉我们，我们要爱慕的是真理。
But here it tells us what we need to love and love for is truth.
单单爱我们的主。
We should only love our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候不是这些世界这些的好像败坏的事情，让我们好像就被偏离出去。
A lot of times, we're not departing from the truth because of the world or all these corruptions.
是许多好像看起来是属灵的东西。
However, we depart from the truth because of these seemingly spiritual things.
我们里面是不是爱慕的是真理
？Within us, do we truly long for and love the truth?
他在这里特别提醒我们一件事。
Here, Paul particularly reminded us.
我们要学习恨恶所有的不义。
That we should detest all unrighteousness.
不要以为留一两个不义没关系。
Don't feel that if you leave one or two of these unrighteousness is okay.
因为这些不义带给人一个很大的难处。
Because these unrighteousness brings out great difficulty.
让人生发错误的心。
Because then there is a working of error in verse 11.
让我们信虚谎。
So that we believe what is false.
多可怕呀！
How horrible!
所以你就发现，我们就被虚谎的事就给牵引走了。
So we can be led astray by falsehood.
弟兄姊妹，我们要祷告主。
Francis, we need to pray to the Lord.
主能不能陪你去这个地方呢
？Would the Lord accompany you to this particular place?
主能不能跟你一起看这个东西呢
？Would the Lord read with you the particular material?
主能不能和我们一起讲这样的话呢？
Would the Lord utter the same words as you want to utter?
弟兄姊妹，我们要对付这些不义。
Brothers and sisters, we have to deal with all this unrighteousness.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们里面，你这人天然的这个肉体里面，他是喜爱不义啊。
You know, in our natural self, we love unrighteousness.
他不过是 love， 他是在那个不义里找到快乐。Found the pleasure in unrighteousness， 在不义里找到快乐呀。弟兄姊妹，多可怕的事情啊
！This is such a horrible thing.
弟兄姊妹，如果在我们生命中，我们在不义的事上还找到了快乐
，If we take pleasure in unrighteousness,
我们就没有这样一个稳定的心思。
We would not have this steady mind.
我们就会顺从虚妄。
we will believe the false. What is false?
弟兄姊妹，祷告主，让我们里面单单的爱主。
Pray to the Lord that you love the Lord.
让我们在这些的，在这些外面的试验里面，我们看见说我们的心思意念常常里面有多少的掺杂。
So that we can see that in our mind and in our heart, there's so much mixture.
爱慕真理。
Love the truth.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是何等重要的一件事。
This is such a critical thing.
当人这样的单单的爱主的时候，你发现我们的心思就特别坚定。
When you only love the Lord and Him alone, your mind will be
very steady. 你里面就有一个非常清醒，一个能分辨的一个心思。
And you will have a mind that is soberly judging.
你就不会轻易动心。
And you will not be easily troubled.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
到了十三节。
In verse 13.
十三节，我觉得十三节、十四节是一段。
Verses 13 and 14 fall into its own paragraph.
这里讲什么
？What does it talk about here？
这里告诉我们，如果我们要有这样的心思
，If we have such a mind，
要这样有清晰的、稳定的、能够分辨的心思，我们要思想神完备的救恩。
If we have a steady and soberly judging mind, we need to meditate on His.Perfect salvation.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你读的你的感觉如何。
I don't know what your sense is when you're reading verse 13.
哎呦，我觉得圣灵借着使徒保罗写的太奇妙了。
I feel that the apostle Paul wrote wondrous things through.
就这么两节圣经。
Only two verses in the Bible.
从神在创立世界以前拣选我们，到最后使我们得荣耀，他全写完了。
Only with two verses, he started from the beginning, how he chose us before the foundation of the earth, and how we gain glory at the end. It's all in two verses.
全备的救恩。
Perfect salvation.
这是什么意思？
What does it mean?
你越去思想，你越晓得神在你生活，在你我生命中的那个旨意。
The more you meditate upon that truth, the more you know the will of God in your life.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样来思想神的救恩的时候，
As we meditate upon the salvation of God in this manner,
许许多多的这些的异教之风
a lot of these winds of heresy and doctrines,
不能够把我们刮走
will not carry us away.
因为我们有个稳定的心思
because we have a steady mind.
我们知道我们在做什么
we know what we're doing.
我们知道神为什么今天量给我这个难处
we know why God has measured this difficulty for me in this life.
所以当我生病的时候，我不是说这个病不好。就没完。
When I fall sick, I don't say that this illness is bad, and therefore I feel sad.
你这个病，主你必须给我拿走。
And we don't say to the Lord, you have to remove this illness from me.
你在十字架上已经受了鞭伤了。
You have already been born out of scourging from the cross.
你是这样慈爱的神。
You're such a loving God.
大能的神。
You have your God with mighty powers.
你这个口中的气就让仇敌就灭绝了。
You can destroy the enemy with a breath.
你降临的荣光就把它废掉了。
And you can cast away Satan with your glory.
只要一句话。只要一句话。
There's only one word.
那我的病就好了。
Then my illness will be healed.
弟兄姊妹，在圣经里确确实有这很多这样见证啊。
Truly, there are these examples in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，多少时候我们因着没有思想神的救恩。
However, because we did not meditate on the salvation of God,
我们被这许许多多的思想动心了。
Our minds are shaken by all these different thinkings.
我们没有好好的像大卫一样来到主的面前。
We are not like David. We come before the presence of God.
我觉得大卫的祷告非常好。
I really marvel at the prayers of David.
他有的时候问说，主要是这个难处临到我，是不是因为我没有悔改？
Sometimes he asks the Lord, this difficulty befalls me, is it because I did not repent of my sins?
神没给他平安。
God did not give him peace.
是不是因着我不够恨恶这个罪？
Is it because I did not detest this particular sin enough?
或者我哪些地方好像做错了？
Or maybe I have fallen short in particular
areas. 还是你让我学忍耐。
Or are you teaching me how to persevere?
弟兄姊妹，你好好读大卫的祷告。
You need to really study the prayers of David.
大卫他常常昼夜思想耶和华的律法。
David meditates on the statutes of the law day and night.
好像看见神整个的救恩。
He as if he can see the entire salvation of God.
所以很多时候，当他摸着那个平安的时候。主就告诉他那个难处的症结到底在哪里。
And so when he can sense the peace, God would tell him, what is the critical reasoning behind all of his difficulties?
弟兄姊妹,
how much peace we have forfeited.
许多的痛苦无需受.
How much pain we, needless pain that we have endured.
只是我们心思被引动了.
Because our mind is shaken.
我们只想要得着我们要得着的.
We only want to get what we want to get.
我们没有好好思想神的完备的救恩.
We did not meditate upon his perfect salvation.
我们忘记了神救恩的目的.
We forget about the purpose of his salvation.
弟兄姊妹, 如果我们像这里所说的, 你看看使徒保罗写的多么美好啊, 他这里讲到我们本该为你们感谢神, 从起初神就拣选了你们, 叫你们因信真道, 被圣灵感动, 成为圣洁, 得救, 而且得, 将来还有得着主耶稣基督的荣光。
Here, you know, I marvel at how great the Apostle Paul puts it in verse 13. But we ought to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, that God has chosen you from beginning of salvation in sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereas he has called you by our glad tidings, and you will get the glory of God.
拣选, 称义, 成圣, 得荣耀, 他全写进去了。
In two short verses, he talked about the choosing of God, sanctification, and the glorification.
我觉得当我们这样来思想神救恩的时候, 我们里面真的有一个稳定的心思。
As we meditate the salvation of God in this manner, we will have this steady mind.
好让我们常常能够摸到生命的感觉。
So that we can constantly sense the leading of the Spirit within.
后面他告诉我们说, 凡是 所领受的教训, 不拘是口传的, 还是所写出来都要坚守。
Later on, Paul said in verse 15, stand firm and hold fast instructions which you have been taught, whether by word or by our letter.
我想这上个礼拜, 这个我们弟兄所告诉我们的。
This is what our brother fellowship with us last week.
你好好读主的话。
You really need to study the word of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 我们不要轻看主的话。
Do not lightly esteem the word of the Lord.
你看这个, 当使徒保罗传福音到这个比利亚的时候,
You see that when the Apostle Paul preached the gospel to Berea,
圣经告诉我们说, 这地方的人咸于帖撒罗尼迦的人。
There it talks about those people were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica.
因为在比利亚的人, 他们天天查考圣经, 要看这道是与不是。
Because the people in Berea, after they received the word with great earnestness, they examined the scripture daily to see whether these things were so.
不是说我们要藐视先知的讲道。
It's not that we need to despise the utterances of the prophets.
弟兄姊妹，我们要回去读一读。
But we need to go back and reread.
看看这道是与不是啊。
To see that whether they were or not.
是这样吗？
Is that true?
还是说里面可能有一点点人的意思在里面呢?
Or maybe there's some mixture of the people's men's intentions.
还是有可能有些偏差的光景呢?
Or maybe there's some astraying.
弟兄姊妹，你发现当我们这样的反复的思想查考圣经呢?
As you examine the scriptures in this manner, back and forth,
我们里面有个稳定的心思。
Then we'll have this steady mind.
因为是神的话语在我们里面扎根的。
Because the word of God is taking root in our hearts.
许多那些人的教训之风不影响我们。
So all these winds of doctrines by human beings will not influence us.
我觉得好像圣灵在这里告诉我们都是我们可以实行的。
All these things that the Bible tells us, we can put them into practice.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在我们的生活，在我们的侍奉里，我们都可以来效法的。
In our daily lives, in our service to the Lord, we can all learn from these examples.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样的来学习的时候，
As we learn in this manner,
我们真的不惧怕。
We will not be in fear.
我们不轻易动心。
And our mind will not be shaken.
而且他后面告诉我们。
Furthermore, at the end, he tells us,
他这里不仅告诉我们要爱慕真理,
not only does it tell us to need to love the truth,
我们要有稳定、清晰、有分辨的心思, 要爱慕真理。
And we also To have a steady and soberly judging mind, we have to love the truth.
我们要思想神完美的救恩。
We also need to meditate upon His perfect salvation.
我们要好好反复默想主的话语。
We need to meditate His word back and forth.
最后，这里告诉我们说，要行。
Finally, it says that we have to act it out.
这里说神他要坚固。
Here it says that God will establish you.
对，他说建立。建立什么呢？
What is being established?
不是建立我们听过的道。
It's not establishing a sermon.
建立，坚固什么呢？坚固那个善行善言。
It is establishing you in every good work and word.
主在地上就告诉我们说，有了我的话就去行了。这样的人是什么人啊？
What did the Lord say when people who hear His words and act upon it on this earth? What are those people?
这样的人是聪明人。
Those people are the wise people.
这样的人是智慧的人。
Those are the people with wisdom.
他们的房屋是建造在磐石的上面。
They have built their house on the rock.
请问在磐石上会不会轻易动心？
If you are on a rock, will you be easily shaken?
当雨淋、水冲、风吹的时候，我们会不会轻易动心？
When the rain descends, the floods come, and the winds blow, will your mind be easily shaken?
弟兄姊妹，我们要在主的话语上，如果主向我们说话，
If the Lord speaks to us through His words, you need to obey.
弟兄姊妹，就是我们刚得救，你会经历到建立在磐石。
Even if you're just newly saved, you can still experience being established on the rock.
这个有一个信主一年的弟兄。
There's a brother who has been saved for about a year.
他这个这一年啊，他说他里面一直的都好像处在那种的不平安里面。
And for the entire year, he is in unrest and he did not have peace.
一面来讲，他一直跟弟兄姊妹追求。
On the other hand, he is pursuing the Lord with all the brothers and sisters.
另一面，他有的时候他跟我讲，哎，叹口气说他里面不平安。
However, he told me he sighed and he said that he doesn't have the peace within.
我说什么事情那么不平安？
What caused you to not have peace?
不好讲，不好讲。
So this is a little embarrassing.
我说这不好讲，那我就只好给你祷告了，对吧？没有办法，是吧？
If you won't tell me, I can only pray for you.
那么有一天，他读到了。以斯帖记。
One day he read Esther.
那里说到以斯帖要去见王的时候，他说：“我若死就死吧。”
There it says that when Esther was about to see the king again, it says that if I die, then I die.
哎，这句话进到他里面。
And those words entered into his heart.
哎，他祷告说他的难处就是一个难处。
He said that this is exactly my difficulty.
他就是不能向自己死。
His difficulty is that he cannot die to himself.
因为他这一年下来不敢告诉他的父亲他已经信主了。
Because for a year, he was so afraid to tell his father that he has believed in the Lord.
说他父亲那个脾气一定给他甩点话的。
Because given his father's temperament, he would toss the phone.
更怕他父亲跟他断绝父子关系了。
He is even more afraid that his father would cut off all relationship with him.
而且你知道他是父亲出钱出来读书的。
Furthermore, his father has funded his studies.
你这个到外面去信耶稣去了。
You went abroad and
那你就依靠耶稣好了。
Now you just rely on Jesus.
钱就给你断掉了。
And I won't pay you a dime anymore.
所以我就死掉了。
Then I'm dead.
所以他不敢死。
So he dare not die.
每次圣灵感动他说，好不好告诉你的父亲。
So every time the Spirit moves him, shouldn't you tell your father?He dared not. And then the word of the Lord entered into his heart. If I die, I die.
他说就在他得救的整整一年的那一天，他拿起电话告诉他的父亲。
So to the exact year of the day when he was saved, he picked up his phone and he told his father.
他说我受浸。
He told his father, I've been baptized.
这一年在教会里面怎样追求，怎样经历主。
This is how I pursued after the Lord and how I in the church.
我死就死吧。
If I die, I die.
他的父亲一直在听。
And his father was just listening and listening.
我好不好也读一下圣经。
So his father said, maybe we should read the Bible.
后来跟我做见证。
And he bore this testimony later on.
爱惜自己生命的就丧失生命。
He who loves his life will lose it.
为了我舍弃生命的就得着生命。
If you lose your life for my sake, you will gain life.
你看我们弟兄他把他的生命建造在磐石的上面。
You see that our brother has built his life on the rock.
他不被引动。
And his mind is not easily shaken. And he is not troubled.
他不轻易动心。
And his mind is not shaken.
他在主里面被建立起来。
And in the Lord, he is being established.
弟兄姊妹，因为主要用永远的安慰，美好的盼望。在恩典里面来坚固我们，来建立我们。
Because as it says in verse 17, that our God and Father who has loved us and has given us eternal consolation and good hope by grace will encourage our hearts and establish us in every good work and word.
这是主他再来之前要在他教会里所得的。
Francis, this is what the Lord wants to gain from his church.
多么宝贵啊。
This is so precious.
那是一个拦阻的力量。
This is a restraint.
这关乎到神在整个时间里的计划。
It concerns God's plan in time.
让我们的主在我们身上得着荣耀。
May the Lord gain glory from us.
这个光，这个盐在我们生命中显明出来。
May this light and this salt be manifested from our lives.
弟兄姊妹，愿我们每一个人都有这样一个稳定的，这样清醒的，这样有分辨的心思。
May every single brother and sister possess this mind that is not shaken from a steady and soberly judging mind.
弟兄姊妹，当圣灵、生命的圣灵、生命在里面感动的时候，我们都来顺服。
When there's a moving of the Spirit, we would all follow.
让这个光、这个盐在我们的生命中间显明出来。
So that this light and this salt will be manifested.
让我们的主在这个时代得着他所要得着的。
So that our Lord would gain what he wants to gain from this generation.
就好像那首诗歌所见证的，他一路这样的带领我们。
Therefore, just like that hymn has manifested all the way, he leads us.
臣服事物何必求呢？
What have I to ask besides?
虽然有时候力不，好像前程这个力不能胜，但是看哪，面前就是磐石。
Though my weary steps may falter, but gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see.
哎呀，有的时候我唱歌唱错了，说这个前面就是磐石，它是面前就是磐石啊。
Sometimes I quote the wrong words, but it's gushing from the rock before me.
因为这一位爱我们的主耶稣基督。
Because the Lord who loves us.
这是在第十六节，是他自己和那爱我们、开恩将永远的安慰和美好的盼望。赐给我们的神，他要亲自的安慰我们，建立我们。
Because in verse 16 and 17 it says that the God and the Father who has loved us and has given us eternal consolation and good hope by grace will encourage us and establish us.
在一切善行善言上，他都在那里来坚固我们。
He will establish us in every good work and word.
让我们在地上实在显出那个光，显出那个盐来。
So that on earth we can surely manifest the light and the salt. Let's pray together.
我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
感谢你，实在有一天要裂天而降。
One day you will tear the heavens and you will
descend. 我们何等感谢你，你再来的时候，这一切的难处都过去了。
We thank you that at your coming, all these difficulties will pass away.
愿我们今天在你再来之前。
May we have this desire before your coming.
能够体会基督耶稣的心。
And we can be mindful of the mind of Christ.
愿意你得着你所要得着的。
And so that we know what you want to gain.
愿你在教会里面，在你众儿女中间显出那个光和盐的见证。
May your church and your multitude of the children would bear the testimony of the light and the salt.
成为这一个黑暗败坏的世界一个拦阻的力量。
So that we can become a power of restraint in this dark generation.
让你自己的旨意行在我们中间，如同行在天上。
May your own will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们把自己这样恭敬地交托在你的手里。
With all reverence, we yield ourselves unto you.
听我们祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.